Steve Buggs, our next guest, President and CEO at Great Lakes Credit Union. Steve, thanks for jumping on Your Money Matters this evening.
Thanks for having me, John. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, boy, it's been a calm couple of weeks in the banking world, hasn't it, Steve? I know it's been up and down. So I talk about Great Lakes Credit Union a lot on the show, and at the end of the thing I say, federally insured by NCUA. That's not traditionally what we think of when we hear the banks, when we talk about it, FDIC. We've heard FDIC so much lately. What is NCUA? Is it essentially the same thing and the same mechanisms that FDIC is, but for credit unions?
Yep, you're right on, John. So NCUA is the insurance fund that backs credit unions like Great Lakes Credit Union, and it's the equivalent to the FDIC on the bank side. So accounts are insured up to $250,000, just like you get accounts insured at the FDIC. I think one thing to also remember with the insurance fund is that you can structure accounts differently to gain more insurance. So for our credit union members, they can go to mycreditunion.gov and look at the insurance estimator to see how you can register your accounts when you open them up at credit unions to get even some more insurance than the $250.
Is it like if you do a joint account, you get that $250? If your spouse has an account, it's another $250. Your separate account?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. So as long as the structure of the account is different and the primary owner is different, then you gain the additional insurance.
I guess this is just one more way, and we've been saying this a lot, that a credit union like Great Lakes Credit Union is just like the bank, right? In all those purposes that we interact with a bank, whether it's the mobile app that we use, ATMs across the country, this is just one more like check mark where, yeah, credit union has all the same protections as a bank too.
Correct. And I think one interesting comment that the NCUA chairman, Todd Harper, made last week was in a statement he released. He said no one has ever lost a single penny of insured share deposits within the credit union system. And I think that speaks volume for the NCUA chair to come out publicly and make that statement. And in fact, 91% of deposits that are in credit unions fit within the insurance guidelines.
Yeah.
So,
and I was
look at that and equate that back to what we heard recently with some of the challenges in banks, there's a big difference in the way that those regional banks were operating versus Great Lakes Credit Union and other credit unions.
Right, and sorry to interrupt you there, Steve, and you made my exact point I was going to make for you, and I appreciate it. That, yeah, 91% in credit unions are fall under that insured level, and at Silicon Valley Bank, you could basically flip that around, that 91% were well above that insurance level. And a casual listener might say, well, what does that matter? Well, when you're talking about a situation like a bank run, people are going to run on the bank if they think that they are well overexposed above that. If people know and they can trust, it's not always that easy, but if they know that they're under that level and they trust the system because no one's ever lost a penny and no one will lose a penny on it, you're just more, I guess you're just less susceptible to a run. Is that a fair characterization?
That's fair. So just think through the credit union industry as a whole. We're not subject to most of those same variables that caused the recent problems with SVB, Signature Bank, and a couple others. And so if we look back at their problems, really they existed because they're a result of commercial exposure. And they really had a very, very specific concentrated customer base that was tied to high-tech crypto, tech startups, and kind of some other fringe market sectors and very high balance depositors. And so that really created that very narrow customer base for those institutions. So Great Lakes Credit Union is community based. We serve a very diverse membership. And the majority of our members are individuals like you and I, John, and don't fit into those definitions.
Right.
And I think if we also remember why credit unions are not at risk, we don't have common stock like a bank. So we have member owners. We're a cooperative, so a little bit difference there. And then if we think about the higher costs that those institutions had, they really created that higher demand on depositor funds to really meet their day-to-day operating requirements. So what did that cause? Well, that forced them to sell some of those fixed income securities at a significant loss, which then led to that stock sell-off that we heard about by a lot of concerned investors, and that enticed other depositors to pull their funds, which then created that cycle of those outflows going out quickly, and then they had to sell more securities,
right.
More stock sell-off, right?
And you're
and then
in
they
real
had
trouble.
To suspend operations.
Yeah.
So,
just to put a finer point on it, I mean, if you're not making, you know, you're not making money for shareholders, you're making money for more members. Not that you don't want to continue to grow that, but it's not as pressure-driven to take riskier gambles with investments as a bank, because there isn't that need every day. Well, what are you doing for the shareholders? You're focused on customers. Steve, we could go on forever. I just want to ask one question that we got on the text line, just to put a fine point on it. Please clarify who insures the accounts. This is the federal government insuring them, right?
That is correct. So the NCUA is backed by the full faith of the federal government, just like the FDIC.
Yeah. All right. So we got about a minute left here, and I love these conversations, Steve, because, and I'm not trying to have anyone pull money from a bank right now. We don't need to do that. You're all insured. You're all fine. But as people like start to make considerations, maybe this could be a good opportunity to refresh and rethink where you have your money. I think we're all kind of doing that. Could a credit union be that option? Do you see that maybe people might take a second look at Great Lakes Credit Union or credit unions as a whole while they're kind of in this reframed mode?
Yes, I think that's a great point. So a lot of times during financial hardships and things going on in the banking system, we do see folks that will come to credit unions because of the reputation of safety and soundness, and will give us a try. And then typically they'll invest more with us, take on more products and services. But I would suggest for folks that want to diversify their funds, take a look at a credit union. Take a look at Great Lakes Credit Union. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, still got that 3.85 APY, 13-month CD, a good introductory thing for people to do. Steve, it's great to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, John. Have a good evening.